Zehu Ashir Asameach Bechelko and Anava and Yiret Shamayim. No, what do you suggest? I mean, if you can picture a person with Anova and Yirat Shamayim, then basically he views his tafkid in this world as being Ana after the Kudsha Berichu. Right? That he's an Anov, he's an Eved, the Kudsha Berichu as Yirat Shamayim, Ana after the Kudsha Berichu. Person who views his task as Ana after the Kudsha Berichu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, you know me, you give me the nisyonos that are fitting for me, and B'li Neder, I'll try and do my best to be over you within the circumstances that you set up for me. That's the concept of Sameach Bechelko, namely that a person views the situations that he's in as nisyonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created specifically for his personality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that his soul is unique. There's a certain tikkun ha'olam that only his soul could do that no other soul can do. And a person puts this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts this person in the world at a certain time, in a certain place, in order for him to do his tikkun. Now, whether his chelek is to be sitting learning in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, it's in an air-conditioned base medrash, or whether his chelek is being in the Holocaust, or whether his chelek is being in a hurricane in New Orleans, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the individual, says, look, I know you have this neshama. Within this framework, the way that you're may give, that will be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, if you may give in the proper manner. In other words, that your neshama is able to may give in the proper manner. So then, that brings about a situation of Sameach Bechelko, because whatever situation he's in, he feels, the Komai David Rachmana, Letavu David, because Baruch Hu put me in this situation because he knows it's best for me. It's best for me to have to deal with a certain chavrus. It's best for me to have to deal with a certain child that I may have. It's best for me to deal with a certain business situation. Otherwise, the Kosh Baruch Hu would not have given me this challenge. He gave me this challenge because it's best for me. So, b'midos se'egu, when a person comes from the perspective of anova and yiras Hashem, which brings about the level of ana avdu the kudsha b'richu, then he's sameach b'chelkecha. Who's not sameach b'chelkecha? The Baal Gava is not Sameach Bechelko. It's never enough for him. Right? He deserves more. You know, it's coming to him to have more. The Koes, who puts himself on the center stage, he's the one who is frustrated, he's the one who is upset, he's the one who always has tainas. But the Onav and the Yerechet, Minos Eilu Yesameach Bechelkecha. V'kasher titnaheg midas anav al hisboshesh mikol adam. That you have a sense of everyone else certainly probably is worth more than you are because you're an anav. U hispached mimenu, and you have yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu umenachet. Oz tishra alecha ruach shchina veziv kvoda v'chay olam haba. Then a person can get true spiritual fulfillment. We said it in davening this morning. Acha sha'alti me'ez Hashem asa avakesh shivti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. That's Tishra Lav Ruach Shechina V'ziv Kvoda V'chayi Olam Haba. There's a famous parish of the Ari, that what is Achas Sha'alti Mi'es Hashem? Achas is Rashi Tevos. Aleph is Eretz Yisrael. Ches is Chayi Olam Haba. And Tav is Torah. That when one looks for fulfillment in spirituality, Achas Sha'alti, the ideal would be to be in Eretz Yisrael if you're still in Olam Hazeh, or to be in Olam Haba, or Me'ein Olam Haba, and Torah is a means of, even if one is not in Eretz Yisrael or in Olam Haba, is also a means of the Shifti Veis Hashem. But that's over here, Oz Tishra Alecha Ruach Shechina, that it comes from this midah of, from this chain, working on one's Kaas, becoming an Anav, a Yirei Shamayim, Sameach Bechelko, and then he has the Ruach HaShechina. V'ata b'ni, da ure, ki hamisga'eh b'libo al habrios moredu b'malchus shamayim. Tremendous chiddush. We would think that someone who's misga'eh b'libo al habrios is over an Isur ben Adam l'chavero. Says the Rambam, no, misga'eh b'libo al habrios, that's an Isur ben Adam l'makom, moredu b'malchus shamayim. Why is an Isur ben Adam l'makom? Ki mispoyer hu b'levush malchus. Sheneemar Hashem malach gius levesh. It's me'ila. Me'ila means taking a Kadosh Baruch Hu and making believe it's yours. The concept of ga'ava, that's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh. The only one who has the right to be a Baal Ga, the Al Ga'ava, not only the right, but the obligation to be a Baal Gava, because it's a mitzius, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone else who is a Baal Gava is Mori Domachu Shemayim. He's Moel in Kodesh. Why? Because B'mei Yisgoel Lev Adam, generally what brings about levels of Gava, Osher, Imba Osher, Hashem Erushim Ma'ashir. Kavod, Imba Kavod, HaKalei Elokim Hu, Shenemar Va'osher V'HaKavod Milfanecha, Ve'ech Mispayer B'Chavod Kono, Mispayer B'Chachma, Meisir Safal Ne'emanim, V'Tam Zekenim Yikach. Namely, that those areas in which a person tends to be Baal Gava, either due to his Osher, or due to his Kavod, or due to his Chachma, those are gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are gifts. That's not the person's personality. That's not something which is built into us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift of Osher, a gift of Kavod, a gift of Chachma. There's no reason why a person should be mispa'er that he's an Ani and he received a gift. That's not a reason to be a Baal Ga'ava. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and he takes. The world is round. It turns on its axis. Mashpil Geyim Umagbiya Shefalim. Nimtza Hakol Shavel Lefnei HaMakom. In terms of all of these gifts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides when to give and when to take, but when a person has a gift, there's no reason to be Baal Gava. Ki Biapo Mashpil Geyim Ubirtzano Magbiya Shefalim. Currently, those who learn Perek Yomi, we're coming towards the end of Tanakh. If you begin Perek Yomi, begin learning two prakim of Nach a day on Simchas Torah, then you finish Nach on Hoshana Rabbah. And so now Perek Yomi is up to Daniel. As on Sefer Daniel, it points out how Nebuchadnezzar, because of his gava, was ne'enash that for 7 years HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpil him to be like an animal. Ba'apo mashpil ge'im uvirtzono magbiya shefalim, in order that he recognized that all of this was all the kavod that he had and all of the power that he had was a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein hashpel atzmacha v'yinasacha hamakom. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift carry you, rather than you're believing that it's your gift. You'll be an anav. Hashpel atzmacha. Boreach min hakavod, hakavod rodef acharav. Harodef achar hakavod, hakavod boreach bimenu. Hashpel atzmacha v'nasacha hamakom. The largest funeral that was ever held, to best my knowledge, in Eretz Yisrael in the last 50,000 years was Levaya of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. An individual who was never in the newspapers, who was an anav, who was a person who sat in Shari Chesed and learned and gave shiurim and talked to people. And he had at his levaya 500,000 people, 750,000 people at his levaya. In other words, hashpel atzmacha v'yinascha hamakom. That's the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, and not a copy. Begin learning. Bli Neder will continue this afternoon. Maybe we'll try and finish the Igeres Ramban already this afternoon. If not, the latest we'll try and finish it on Sunday morning. And in terms of the vote that was taken, the two winners were Derech Hashem and Charim B'Tfila. And so my suggestion is that since Derech Hashem is more weighty, we'll do that in the morning or more wide awake, and Charim B'Tfila, which is very, very beautiful and I think talks very much to one's soul, that will do in the middle of the day when it's a little more difficult to concentrate on matters that are more weighted. That will do before mincha. Also, it's before tefillah. Sharm b'tefillah should be a shabbat. It's a pesach to a tefillah. It's hakdama to davening. Really, one should learn sharm b'tefillah before shacharis, mincha, and ma'ariv. But if already, it wouldn't pay to learn after shacharis. By the time we get to mincha, forget it. So we'll learn sharm b'tefillah right before mincha and go into davening mincha after the hakdama in terms of tefillah. Seder. And Mirz Hashem will return to Mislis Yisharim next year. And maybe Michtem Eliyahu will also make it Kuzari someday. Okay.
Thank you.
This later. So.